just enjoyed the most fabulous lunch in a restaurant called Odette's, which is Bryn Williams restaurant. And I was really surprised because out of, I think there's sort of 11 or 12 of us, almost everybody at the table had some form of game during the meal. And there was a game sausage and there was the rabbit legs. Charlotte, you had the
sausage roll to start with. A game sausage roll, which is beautiful. Never had a game sausage roll before. It's wonderful. Thoroughly enjoyed it.
And is it something you normally eat?
I'm trying to eat a bit more game. Being a country girl, I do have a few bits of venison and pheasant, but I'm trying to be more adventurous.
Cool. And then, Karen, did you have any of the game? Because I think you had the rabbit. Did you have?
No. I had the game sausage roll for a starter, which was served with cranberry sauce, which was absolutely delectable. And the thing with game is it can be quite rich, so the cranberry sauce really cut through the richness of the game and the pastry. So it wasn't heavy or cloying. It was just really, really delicious.
And so, do you think the average British housewife is cooking a lot of game, or is it something, do you think, that we're quite nervous about?
No, I think that people are very nervous about cooking game. I think they see it as an elitist form of an elitist ingredient which only rich people actually eat. In actual fact, nothing could be further from the truth, because it's what poor people used to actually have. And a rabbit pie was a poor person's roast beef, because they were easy and accessible and easy to catch. People would sort of trap them. But it's such a lean meat as well, so it's actually very healthy. It's very low in cholesterol, especially venison. And if you cook it well, it is the sort of best red meat that you can probably, you know, ever have on your table.
And you also opted, over just talking to Katie, you also opted for the game. What did you think to that?
I had the rabbit and it was just absolutely lovely. It wasn't heavy at all. It was served with a light couscous and I think an aubergine sauce. And it was just really light and just came off the bone. Just absolutely lovely.
And is it something you would then go home and cook? Did you choose it because it's perhaps something you wouldn't cook at home?
Yeah, I chose it exactly because it's the type of thing I never eat at home, and I always try to make a point of eating something in a restaurant that I wouldn't eat at home. But actually, it's made me think wider about the food that I cook and about game being a possibility of something that I try at home.
Oh, excellent. I think, I'm not sure, Fiona, I'm sorry, I know I was sitting next to you, but did you have any of the game on the menu today?
I just had the game sausage. I didn't have anything else. As Karen said, it was gorgeous. It was wonderful. I do eat an awful lot of game, as it happens, but there you are.
And where do you source yours?
I go to Parsons Green Market, and there's a lovely place there, a stall there called Merksham Shoot, and the man there knows me very well because I go and buy something every week. He sells three different types of wild duck, wild goose, venison sausages, venison mince, rabbit. So, yes, I go there a lot.
And if you had a favourite dish that you cook, game, what would you say your best or favourite dish is if you had to choose?
Roast loin of venison, without a doubt. Perfect.
That's lovely. Thank you.